It's time for another Senior Spotlight on You Are There Sports, and we are joined by Jack Suska. Jack, tell us a little bit about your family and who's all involved there.
My parents are Matt and Jeannie Suska, and I have one sister in eighth grade. Her name is Sydney.
All right, so here you are as a senior. You ever think you'd see this day come here when you got out of junior high and were ready to start your freshman year, that first day of fall in the, you know, well, back in, what, 2016 probably would have been?
Yeah.
Now here you are ready to end it all up?
Oh, I definitely didn't think it'd go as fast as it did, but I guess it's here.
And what do you think makes it go so fast? Just being involved in a lot of things?
I think so, you know, and just being around your friends every day. And I really actually like school, so it goes by pretty fast.
Well, not everything is all, you know, roses. Or anything. What gets you through the tough days in school here? You know, just like you say, hanging around friends and being around good people here?
Yeah, it definitely helps. And everybody here is nice. And
yeah,
everybody's always there for you. And it's just a great school to be in. And, you know, can't ask for anything better.
What classes do you enjoy? Do you have an area? Are you a math guy? Are you a science guy? What type of thing? Are you a lunch guy?
Definitely not a math guy. I do like...
Okay, so we cross math off.
Right. I do like social studies and that kind of subjects. And, of course, Phi Ed and wood shop I really like too.
Athletics have played a huge role in your high school career here. Talk about your favorite memories, things that you'll carry with you for the rest of your life, having worn the Pioneer colors.
By far, my favorite memory was getting to play at Target Field.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's just every year we usually put out good teams, and every one of us teammates are close. Usually we're all good friends, and that makes it all the better, just getting to play sports with your best friends, you know.
Baseball, you know, I know your family well, has always been such a big part of your family, you know, the Suskas, the Funks, that whole group. Talk about not only just being a pioneer, but growing up with a baseball, you know, your uncles, your cousins, your mom, you know, is probably the biggest baseball fan. I mean, that's a big thing to grow up in that tradition, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, it's awesome because I love baseball, and I just got to be brought up with it. And our whole family, like you said, everybody, Suskas, Funks, everybody just loves baseball, and it's awesome. There's nothing better to do on a warm summer day than play baseball.
Well, I know, I can tell you this. I knew your grandpa, Alvin, and you look so much like him. I'm sure you've heard that many times. I see you out there, and I say, boy, that looks like Alvin out there on the field. You just have a lot, just such a resemblance there. Big spring possibly for the Pioneers. You're going to have another pretty good team this year, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we're returning a lot of players, a lot of experience coming back, and a lot of good players too, so that's good.
You think it's going to be different as a senior? Do you foresee your leadership role, you know, with Preston graduating last year, one of the top seniors on the team? What do you think the difference will be as far as your leadership as a previous year starter, three-year starter now you're going to be and that new challenge?
Last year we definitely had a great group of seniors. Every single one was always there working their butts off. And so this year, you know, we know we're going to have to take a big step up and take their place and be the vocal leaders this year and show the younger kids the ropes.
Big part of the football team as well this fall. Talk about the experience of going down and getting as far as U.S. Bank Stadium and falling just that one game short. But not a lot of folks get to say they've played at U.S. Bank Stadium. You've done it a couple of times.
Right. It was pretty cool, you know. We worked pretty hard all year and put a good team together and improved a lot from the beginning of the year. And it's just cool to get down there every year and play, I guess.
No, I see you over there in the red zone. You just choose not to do a winter sport and just take the winter off to get ready and give yourself a little break?
Yeah, I used to be in basketball in seventh grade, but I never really liked it. And I guess, yeah, I just started lifting weights in eighth grade, and now that's kind of been it in the winter. Get ready for baseball.
What does the post-high school plans for Jack Suska involve? What are you looking at?
I'm planning on attending Bemidji State for construction management and playing baseball. So,
you know anybody up at Bemidji that you might be able to bum a ride off to come home once in a while? Or maybe go out and grab a McDonald's?
Noah Bozer, my cousin, and Matt Cummett, too. So That'll be fun.
Yeah, it'd be fun to be reunited up there. Are you going to try and play some ball for the Beavers then, too?
Yeah, yep, hopefully.
Shortstop, second, third base, what's your preference?
Shortstop, by far. I've played there since I was really young, but, you know, I'll play wherever Coach Sayre decides to put me.
What's the difference between high school ball and Victory League? I mean, you're a big part of the Billy Goats, too.
I enjoy both of them a lot. In Victory League, I like how you're with the old and experienced guys, you know, and they always know what to do in certain situations and stuff. But we also get that with Coach Sayre as our head coach in baseball, too. So it's fun. Both of them I enjoy a lot. And way less pressure in the Victory League,
yeah,
usually. Way
yeah.
more laid back. Yep. But I do like the pressure feeling, too, in high school once you get down to dick putts.
Well, you handle it well. Part of being a big brother is being supportive of the younger sisters, Sydney, and as she just begins kind of her high school career. Now, what have you told her? Have you had a chance to say, you know, hey, get involved as much as you can, do what you can, do what you enjoy, and have fun?
Yeah, I just tell her, you know, Sid, do whatever you want to do and work hard at it, you know, and don't hold back anything. Just do what you want to do. Have fun with it.
What's it like being a senior now? Do you feel like you're a role model and try and set a good example for the freshmen, sophomores that are now kind of following in your footsteps here at Pierce?
I try to, yeah. Just be a good person and, you know, show them what, you know, you can always be a good person, and that's just what I try to show them.
What was it like to be a part of the homecoming royalty?
That was cool. That was a cool thing to receive was that, and, you know, with me and my best buddies were up there, so yeah. That was cool.
Yeah, there was no wrong choice there. I mean, it's always so fun to watch. I look up there every fall and I say, my goodness, those are good kids up there. Any specific things that you're really looking forward to now as we're at the end of February, almost into March here, just a couple of months left here before you put on the cap and gown?
Just have as much fun as I can these last few months of high school, and hopefully it warms up so we can get out and play baseball, because that's always what I'm looking forward to most. But, yeah, just enjoy the last few months here that we have.
Well, yeah. Jack, we look forward to seeing you out there on the diamond here this spring and this summer with the Buckman Billy Goats. And good luck as you head up to Bemidji later on.
Thank you.
All right, Jackson Sisko with us here on a Senior Spotlight.